Two Trains by Tony Hopeman. Then there was that song called Two Trains Running, Mississippi Blues they play on late night radio, that program after midnight called FM in the AM. Well, I always thought it was about trains. And then somebody told me it was about what a man and woman do under the covers of their bed, moving back and forth like slow pistons in a shiny black locomotive, the rods and valves trying to stay coordinated long enough that they will get to the station at the same time. And one of the trains goes out of sight into the mountain tunnel, but when they break back into the light, the other train is somehow pulled ahead. The two trains running like that, side by side, first one and then the other, with the fierce white bursts of smoke puffing from their stacks in a sky so sharp and blue you want to die. So then for a long time I thought the song was about sex. But then Mac told me that all train songs are really about Jesus, about how the second train is shadowing the first, so he walks in your footsteps and he watches you from behind. He's running with you. He's your brakeman and your engineer, your coolant and your coal, and he will catch you when you fall. And when you stall, he will push you through the darkest mountain valley up the steepest hill. And the rough chuff-chuff of his fingers on the washboard and the harmonica woo-woo is the long soul cry by which he pulls you through the bloody tunnel of the world. So then, I thought the Two Trains song was a gospel song. Then I quit my job in Santa Fe, and Sharon drove her spike heel through my heart, and I got 12 years older, and Dean moved away, and so now I think the song might be about goodbyes. Because we're not even in the same time zone, or moving at the same speed, or perhaps even headed toward the same destination. For God's sakes, we're not even trains. What grief it is to love some people like your own blood and then see them simply disappear. To feel time bearing us away one boxcar at a time. And sometimes, sitting in my chair, I can feel the absence stretching out in all directions, like the deaf, defoliated silence just after a train has thundered past the platform, just before the mindless birds begin to chirp again, and the wildflowers that grow beside the tracks wobble wildly on their little stems, then gradually grow still and stand motherless and vertical in the middle of everything.